And we're going to read 10 through... Did you just fire that up? All right. We need to start over? 10, let's read... Let's just go ahead and read 10 through 20. Wherever we're at.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of the present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly
places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
And also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel.
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Okay. Obviously, we could spend ample amount of time on this passage, but we're going to get the basics. So you got your armor. You got the belt. What is the belt? Truth. What is the truth do for us?
Holds it all together.
Holds it all together. The belt around the waist. You got your body armor. It's righteousness. What does righteousness do for us? Think. Dig deep. Because I ain't got nothing for it. No, I'm just kidding. Anybody.
Anywhere.
To me, and me and Missy talked about this one this afternoon. You know, righteousness. And it goes back to what she said earlier. If you don't have, if you're not a righteous person, who's going to listen to you? What's the point of talking if you're not a righteous person? I don't say, I'm not trying to say you have to be perfect. Because by no means are we perfect. But we at least need to be righteous. Peace. The shoes are peace. Any ideas on that one? What is it for? My idea on this is that it's our foundation. Your shoes are your foundation. The way the translation reads is like shod. Somebody got a New King James?
Having shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace.
Having shod your feet. I read a, and take it for what it is, read a commentary on it, and he was saying that the action of shawing was actually when they took their sandals and laced them up. And those sandals actually, when they were going to war, had cleats on them. And it gave them traction. It gave them something to hold on to. You know, that's what we hold on to, the gospel of peace. That's what we need to stand on. Does that make sense? Everybody following there? Okay. Anything to say on that?
The way I thought about it is like, without the belt, what good is... I mean, well, without the breastplate, what good is having a belt? You just have a belt on.
Right.
And what's that holding together? It's nothing.
Right.
But really, it all works together. And, I mean, I think that's a wonderful thing about truth and righteousness. You can be a righteous person, but if it's not based on the truth, what do you have?
Right.
You can have the truth, but it's kind of like being a hearer, not a doer, you know? You have the truth, yeah, but you're not even living your life like God would have you live. You're not righteous at all.
That's right. And I like... The next one's the shield of faith, which can my verse says, which can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Read the New King James again.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, which with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Okay, I thought it was different than that, but the point is the same. You know, again, without faith, you know, where are we? First, we gotta have faith. We gotta have a shield. That's you know, you're blocking everything with that. You gotta have faith. The helmet of salvation. What is salvation? it's your ending goal. More like, give me a definition of salvation. I was telling Messi, it's one of those words to me that you understand it, but it's hard to define. You know, somebody throw me one out there.
Hope of heaven?
Well, you look it up, and it actually says protection from harm. I don't know. But saving from sin is where I wanted to go with that. I mean, am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Salvation has an object. You know, right. Somebody is plucked from the river, they were saved from drowning. So you're looking, in some sense, obviously, salvation from the consequences of our sin.
Right.
Salvation from hell.
It's saving us from sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the basis of that. The last one, the sword. That's our offense. You know, all this other stuff is our defense. We're ready to go. If you ain't got the sword, you ain't got no way to charge. You ain't got no way to, you know, to hurt somebody else. That's, which the sword is the word of God, obviously. I was taking, everybody knew that. So, but the key to that is study. If we don't know this, we left our sword somewhere else. Does that make sense? We have to study this. We have to know it. And it's something that I have to challenge. Again, I have to challenge myself to do. Just do. Just study. And it's tough. I know sometimes there's so many different things we can do. I'll get back in my soapbox, but I'm trying not to. Just do. Just study. Anything else to say on that? Always be ready to defend what we believe. James 1, 2 through 4. That's what I started to read earlier. Are we at the end? Let's just start right here and then we'll go. James 1, 2 through 4.
Consider all joy, our brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
You know, I have a lot of different thoughts going through my head right now, but anyway, when we get trials, a lot of times, I'm afraid we look at that as a bad thing. You know, it's not always a bad thing. If it's challenging you to study, if it's challenging you to dig deeper, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing as long as we're coming out on the other side, on the right side. So, trials should be welcome. I mean, it should, and it's kind of, I don't know the big word for it, conundrum. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the big word for it, but it's one of those things that seem opposite to me. You know, that we should be welcoming trials. To me, I'm staying as far away from them as I can. But instead, we should be welcoming them, and it's something that I have to struggle with.
Well, we're in the class on Sunday mornings on looking at the life of Joseph. We study. Look at his whole story, and one of the points that's been made throughout the whole study is you know, there's a difference between Satan tempting us and God testing us.
Right.
And God tests us. You ask, well, you know, why does he test us? Why did he put Joseph through all these trials, just really, really horrible events that have his family turn on and everything like that? You know, you look at the end result in it, and it drew Joseph closer to God. It made him stronger in the faith, and it ultimately glorified God. He ultimately was able to glorify God better through those tests.
That's right. To further that point, James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life." I mean, that's just ringing true what you just said right there. And you know, to me, I try to never forget. You know, 1 Corinthians 10, 12, and 13, you know, no temptation is something that we can't handle. He's not going to throw anything at us that we can't handle. So, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind. At least I do. You know, I can handle it. You know, whether I think I'm ready for it or not is not the point. The point is that I can handle it if I choose to. And a lot of times it's easy for us to turn our back and you know, just try to not face it head on. But that's something that, you know, I want to challenge y'all to face it head on, to take that trial and turn it into good, because it's possible. All right. Last thing. Diamond. Last card. What's a diamond?
It's a treasure.
Treasure. It's a treasure. What are Christians treasure? What should we be treasuring? The Word of God. The Word of God, that works. I was thinking more ultimately, you know, like the goal of heaven. That's something we need. But along that lines, Matthew 6, where are we storing our treasures? Let's read 19 through 21.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
So it's kind of just my wrap-up point, I guess. You know, let's pay attention to where we're... what our goals are, where we're laying our goals. Let's think about that, you know, from time to time, if not daily. You know, what are we trying to obtain? You know, it's tough for us because there's so many things on this earth that we think we need that aren't actually needs. You know, don't forget the ultimate goal. Don't forget heaven. Because if we ain't striving for it, you know, if you ain't striving for it, I don't think you can make it. You gotta be striving for it. You gotta be trying. You gotta be doing. Alright. So, next time you see a deck of cards, run down them real quick. You know, how's my heart? Am I working? How's my defense? Am I building it up? Am I ready to take sin on? Am I ready to teach others? And then where am I putting my treasure? And it's a simple thing to do. And I hope that every time you look at a deck of cards now, you can't help but do it. That's it. I'm done. Any comments? All right, good deal.